Unit 65, the Black Death. Imagine an illness so serious that people might go to bed well and be dead before morning. Think of this illness striking most of your family and friends. How would you respond? This question faced many Europeans in the 1300s as bubonic plague, the Black Death, swept the continent. The plague rampaged across Europe beginning in late 1347. Its symptoms were terrible. In one form, sufferers developed egg-sized black swellings in their armpits and groins. These swellings were followed by boils and strange black blotches on their skin, the result of internal bleeding. In another form of the disease, swellings didn't develop, but people spit blood instead. In both forms, people contracted a severe fever, and they were dead within hours or days. The plague was spread either by contact with blood or by respiratory infection. The respiratory infection meant that if a person coughed on you, you could get the disease. And if you got it, you most probably died. By the time the plague burned itself out in 1350, over 20 million Europeans had died from it. The city of Paris lost half of its population. Venice lost about two-thirds. Sufferers died so fast that there wasn't often time to bury them, and bodies piled up in the streets. The plague was responsible for decades-long shortage of people. Today, an outbreak of plague could be controlled with antibiotics, but no such cure existed 650 years ago. Many escaped the only way they could, by deserting sick friends and families. A few got to isolated areas where the plague had not hit, but most did, and died anyway.